The reading this morning is taken from Acts, chapter 14, starting at verse 19, should be on the screen. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered round him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. The return to Antioch in Syria. They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. My name is Matt, I'm the curate here, and it's really great to welcome you all here. I kind of feel in some ways you've had the best talk that you're going to get already this morning, because just hearing them sharing about their journeys of faith has been so encouraging. And then I've landed you with a reading about a stoning, which I thought, nice and cheery this morning, let's have a nice reading about a stoning. But actually there is a reason to it, and we'll get onto that in just a minute. Matt, 2 weeks ago, started us off on a series about a pest, or a pest, as I think the joke that he made last time, and hopefully that will come up in just a minute. And so we are thinking about what Paul says in Ephesians, where he says the church needs five sorts of different people, both to build up the people in the church and to go outside and to see the world change. And that's incredibly dark, so I shall tell you what it says. So a pest, oh, look at the skills. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. So five different gifts that people need in church to see it grow and thrive and so we can go out. And Matt, 2 weeks ago, looked at prophets. And they are a bit like the ears of the church. And they're therefore super helpful people. Because, for example, as people who are trying to lead a church, we absolutely need prophets. So some of you out there today will hear God really clearly, and God, when you pray to him, will say, this is what I think about the church here at St. Francis at the moment, and this is what you need to feed back. And so we absolutely need prophets, because they help us to make sure that we're on the right sort of track as a church. So if you are a prophet here this morning, someone who hears from God quite clearly when you pray, I love your emails. And when you phone me up and you say, this is what God says to us today, please keep doing that. But today we are thinking about apostles, which is kind of one of our second groups that we are thinking about. But can I just encourage you, in the notice sheet, which I know that you all read really diligently, on the second page of it, it has a link to a website where it has a survey. And the survey will take you about 4 minutes to do. It wasn't written by Jesus, so it's not perfect. But you will find, hopefully, when you do it, it will help you to think, am I an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a shepherd, or a teacher? And then you could maybe do some reading about it and think, well, actually, what does it look like to be those things in the church? But today we're thinking about apostles. Now, the clue to what an apostle is in the middle of the word, postal, someone who is sent. And so we read about Barnabas and Paul, how they were sent, and they went with this message of Jesus. And in the bit just before we've heard, they're going around telling people, you believe in dead gods, gods that can't do anything, things that you've made with your hands, idols, that are not God. But there is a living God that you don't yet know about. Let me tell you about that person. And so they go around saying, this is who Jesus is, this living God who you can know, that you can put their trust in. But the other people, if you like, the Jews at the time, stirred up opposition. And we read about Paul and Barnabas, that they got dragged out of the city and they got stoned. Now, a while ago, I taught this lesson in school and had to explain. I'm sure we know what the word stoned means. They weren't quite so sure. big rocks thrown at you until you die. It's a horrific way to go. And Paul and Barnabas hadn't just caught a couple of pebbles. Like, people thought they'd actually died. They were in that much of a state. And I don't know about you, but if I was being sent by God to somewhere and they then dragged me out and threw rocks at me, I'd think, do you know what? Maybe God hasn't sent me here. Maybe I should just go home and not bother anymore. And I think it's amazing that their followers then went outside the city, found them, picked them up, put them back on their feet again, and they go together to the next city and they see more people come to faith. But so far, out of our five, they're evangelists, aren't they? Because they've shared faith, they've seen people come to faith themselves, and they've started to disciple, they've started to help them to develop their own faith. But we're thinking about apostles today, which is a bit different. And if you look at the passage in front of you, you'll see that's the next bit. Because once Paul and Barnabas had these people who became Christians, they then said, well, you can then be a church. Now, please don't mishear me. They don't get out their carpentry kit and build this funny thing that looks like a glorified shed and put a cross on the top and say, this is a church. They gather people together. The people are the church. And they maybe would have said, well, actually, you lot over here who've just come to faith, you be a church. Here's some leaders and go and start doing it. What do you think that looks like? I mean, did they build an organ to start with? Probably not. Did they get out a little book and write stuff in bold and stuff not in bold? So we all know what we're probably not. So what does it look like? Well, we know that they prayed. We know that they would have read the letters from the disciples that were being passed around. We know they would have supported each other. But one of the great things about apostles is that they innovate. They think, what does this look like where I am? So let me just get you thinking for a minute. If you, in your workplace or wherever you are this week, gathered a few people around you and started to pray and encourage each other in faith, and maybe even then added some people who weren't so sure about faith and start to encourage them too, what does it look like? Does it have music? Does it not have music? Does it last a long time? Does it have food? What does it look like? Because that's really what an apostle does. They start new things and they think, what does it look like? And they start to reimagine so they can help people to come to faith. An interesting question for us is to think, who is not here this morning? Who never comes in the doors of our church? And probably some of you have some thoughts on that. Who's not coming to church? In which case, we need to go and be church to them. And what does that look like? Some of you who are apostles this morning are thinking, well, I think I know how I might do that. I might gather a few friends and, you know, a venue. Perhaps you might choose to meet in a pub. You might do somewhere else. And you'd start to think, how do I share faith with these people? But I'll tell you one of the fascinating things. I was reading the other week about a church which did exactly that. And a group of people went out to a shopping center and they found a cafe and they started to meet together. And you know what? About a year later, I was reading, they said, but then those people wouldn't come back to our church. They didn't want to do that because how they were doing it in the shopping center made more sense to them. And one of the things they learned was that church too. But I wonder, how do you know if you are an apostle? One of the ways that you would know is by the way that you start to think about those situations. So let me just unpack a few options for you. If we could skip forwards, I think about four. No, maybe three slides. Ah, there we go. Right. So let's think a little bit about what it means to be an apostle and what it means to be church as well. So let's say that you're an apostle. Well, no, let's start here. So if you had a church with no apostles, what does that look like? Well, it means that you don't go out. You just stay doing the same things here, and you never think about new. But the other thing it might look like is you look at the things that you do here, and you think, well, I know, I'll copy the same thing again. So St. Francis, for example, this is how we do communion. This is how we do our worship. This is how we do all sorts of different things. Let's just copy it and do the same thing again. But what we find is that doesn't always work because the people's different, the place is different, all sorts of things are different. And so that's what you get if you don't really use your apostles well. Here's our second issue, though. What happens if you have immature apostles? Now, can I confess, I'm a little bit of an immature apostle, right? And when Paul was here, he would always say to me this. He said, you have lots of ideas even before breakfast in the morning, but most of them are not any good, right? And that is a kind of an immature apostle. I could tell you 100 ways, ideas to do things, but most of them are not from God, and most of them are not for now. And so an immature apostle tires everybody out because they're like, oh my goodness, another new idea. No, we're not up for that. Please stop and leave things as they are for just a bit, right? So that's an immature apostle, if you like. There's no discernment. And then finally, effective apostles. One of Paul's bits of advice to me was pair yourself with a discerning person who's not an apostle because they will filter all your ideas and say, no, that's a really bad idea, don't do that. Or perhaps that's just not what God's saying now. Okay? Now, one of the reasons I wanted to think a bit about this morning is because Abby, James, and Thea are going to be in church for quite a long time in this relationship with other people who are journeying with Jesus. But does it look like this church? What does it look like to follow Jesus, to love Jesus? About 2 weeks ago, I sat out there with the young people, not least because they have donuts and we don't. But one of the things I said to them is, I said, have a look in the window, have a look at everyone in here. Does church for your friends look like this? Is this what it looks like? Do you think this is how your Christian friends and your non-Christian friends, is this how they're going to understand Jesus? And they said, well, actually, we'd change a few things. And I won't tell you what they said. But they did think, actually, along the lines of apostles, what would work for these other people that are not here with us this morning? So I hope I've got you thinking. If you want to learn a bit more, there's some of these which are in the library, which unpack it a bit more. But for the moment, can I just pray for us? And perhaps particularly pray for us, those of us who feel maybe we're a bit of an apostle. Father God, we are so grateful for your church and for all the ways that churches look different in different places and do things slightly different in different places. Lord, we thank you for the different gifts that each of us have. And we want to see each other thriving in our gifts, in our abilities, in what you call us to. And Lord, I pray particularly now for anyone who's sitting there thinking, I think I might be an apostle. I might be one of those people who sees the need and who's got an idea, how do we meet that need and can take people with them on it? Lord, we pray your blessing on them. We pray you'd help them with discerning good ideas from just ideas. Lord, would your church thrive so that the amazing news of Jesus and his love for us and his death for us and his desire to know each one of us would spread, Lord, to all the corners of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.